This is your All Hands Network Morning Quarters. The Navy Marine Corps Relief Society will kick off its annual active duty fund drive on March 1st, aiming to raise $8 million. The campaign highlights financial assistance, educational programs, and family support for service members. Leaders are encouraged to educate their teams about NMCRS resources and foster awareness across commands. After more than a year of negotiations, Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza. This deal includes the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian detainees and will allow increased humanitarian aid into Gaza. Mediated by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, the truce is set to begin Sunday, lasting 42 days. U.S. President Joe Biden called the agreement a tough but necessary step, emphasizing hope for peace after significant devastation. Admiral Darrell Cottle announced a new global maritime response plan to prepare 80% of inactive Navy ships for combat by 2027. Speaking at the Surface Navy Association Symposium, Cottle emphasized rapid deployment in response to evolving threats. The initiative will include new certifications and streamlined processes to ensure ships, crews, and resources are combat ready. A test run is planned for this summer during major Navy exercises. I'm MC2 Calabrese, and that's your briefing for today.